Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon. Hello, we're picking up where we left off yesterday. And we were speaking about Jesus when he saw the fig tree walking on his way. He saw the fig tree with leaves and he went to see that the fig tree had absolutely no figs on it. Now that specific tree, when it had leaves, it always had fruit. And so it was a kind of deceptive tree. And Jesus said, "Let no man ever eat from you again." And his disciples heard it. And that is an incredible statement that the disciples heard it. He spoke it out of his mouth for them to hear. And then he went into that great teaching in Mark 11, 22 through 24, where he spoke about faith the size of a mustard seed and what you could do with it. But let's pick it up right now and see exactly what God was showing us.
Mark 11, 22 through 24, have faith like God. For whosoever says to this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that he says, he shall have whatsoever things he says. Therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it. So he goes on to teach them this. But the point I wanted to make is that the tree withered from the root. You understand? So when you pray for something, it comes from the spiritual realm. The root over there represents the spiritual realm. You didn't see it in the natural, but you saw the results of it. Because someone who happened to curse a tree had faith that it was cursed. And you have to be a someone who has faith that when you say, "I'm healed," that you believe it and you get healed. Jesus didn't look back behind him. He didn't say to John, "Hey, go check the tree. Bring me a report." He didn't say none of that stuff. He knew what he said was done. Period. Done. D-U-N. I'm from Africa, so I can say that. Amen. And so, I'm not trying to belabor the point, but the fact is that it's a spiritual thing that happens that brings the healing. Your blessings are in the spiritual realm. Your blessings are in Christ. Your blessings have already been given to you, but we have to appropriate them, but it comes from the Spirit. My healing comes from the Spirit. Now, doctors and scientists are great, and they resources of the source, God, who gave us the wisdom to mind the medications, to issue and give the medication, administer to it to you, and so he's given them that wisdom, but he's the healer. They're not the healer. He's the healer. So it comes, whatever healing you get came from the spirit realm. Amen. And so we got to understand these things because he says, No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So if I want to know something about God's Word, I need to tap into the Holy Spirit and find out what it means. Does that make sense? And then verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. That's powerful. But the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So how am I going to find out what I've been given by God? Well, I can read it first of all, but how am I going to get a revelation? I've got to get the Holy Spirit activated in my spirit and get the revelation of whatever it is. And once I've got that, the spiritual realm kicks in and I start seeing the deliverance of whatever it is. Look what he says again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Thank God. Because look at the spirit of the world. Have any of you taken note lately? Spirit of the world has gone machai. Okay? Now watch here. We haven't received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Salvation is free. How did you get it? The Holy Spirit came and touched you enough so that you could go and receive salvation. How many of us in this room said, I don't need that. Oh, you need a crutch. Well, I don't know, maybe later. And we never, until the Holy Spirit managed to penetrate us a little bit. He says, the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple in Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Even the faith that is small as a mustard seed is a gift from God. And unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Every one of us has been given that faith. That's a free gift from God. And he says that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The Holy Spirit reveals it to us. The Holy Ghost is the one who reveals, hey, you're healed. Hey, you're prosperous. Hey, you're protected. And he brings us understanding. Amen. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, we're just looking in the natural. And they say COVID's getting worse. They say people are going down like flies. What is the spiritual realm telling you? What is the Holy Spirit telling you? I had someone on the phone just recently, and they were asking me what should be done about X, Y, and Z. And I said, let me tell you, I'm not God. Hello? You've got to hear the Holy Spirit for yourself. Don't let me tell you it's okay, you don't have to wear a mask, and then you're going to die. No, the Holy Spirit has to be, you've got to be in close contact with the Holy Ghost, talking back and forth to the Holy Spirit. He will guide your steps. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For as many who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God, led by the Spirit of God, not led by your pastor. I will lead you astray most of the time, because if I'm not hooked up with the Spirit of God and hear clear instructions, I could lead you astray. Not on purpose, meaning good and thinking, oh, well, human wisdom says this and that. Human wisdom doesn't know the things of the Spirit. We need God's wisdom. What has this got to do with healing? Everything. Absolutely everything. And you know what? You're getting some meat today so that when you walk out of here, you need to keep chewing. And then you need to meditate on what you're hearing. And you need to go out of this place today and say, you know what? I think I'm going to take more interest in that verse and those verses. And I want to study them out, and I'm going to learn them, and I'm going to confess them. Amen. Amen. Now watch that. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So in your own strength, an unsaved people cannot receive the truth because they don't have the Spirit. But when you've got the Holy Spirit, you can know all truth because he is the Spirit of truth. And that's why I say, don't look at some of these people making these crazy laws. Because they don't know what's wrong. get them saved. So then they get the truth, the Spirit of truth. Now they'll see, oops, that's a big boo-boo. But apart from the Holy Spirit, to them it's perfect. So it's vitally important to get people saved. Amen. Okay, I want to just read very quickly verse 14 from the Voice translation. A person who denies spiritual realities will not accept the things that come through the Spirit of God. They all sound like foolishness to him. You see, children of God are different. Born-again children of God are different to people that are not born again. Yes. How are we different? I have a spirit that has been made brand spanking new. So that sinful nature, that sinful spirit has gone. If you're not saved, if you've not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you still have that same spiritual situation where you're living steeped in sin. Well, Pastor, how come I still sin and I'm saved? Well, here's the good thing about that. You repent as soon as you do it. You ask God, forgive me, right? When you were unsaved, you never did that. You were unsaved, you did what you did. You never said, oh, God, forgive me. You said, woo, cool, tomorrow we'll do it again. Come on. But once you got saved and you started getting less and less, and if you don't get less and less and you're not worried about sinning, then you might want to recheck your salvation. But we are different to the world. And we need to stop acting like the world. Too often we adopt what the world's doing and we do what they do. How are they going to know where to go if we look just like them? When the end comes and there's big trouble, who are they going to turn to? Who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters, Holy Ghostbuster. Right? Come on. We, being different than them with the Holy Spirit, we believe the Word of God through the Spirit of God. We believe the Word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We believe that scripture, Hebrews 4:12, 11:12. We believe that scripture because of the Spirit of God who sealed us until the day of redemption. He's already sealed me. He's already sealed me. Until the day of redemption. So now that same Spirit of truth is revealing truth to me and is revealing and bringing revelation about the Word of God, because the Word of God is not just a book like Harry Potter. Come on. If you're spiritually discerned, in other words, if you're not saved and you read the Bible, it's like reading Harry Potter. I'm not joking. Have you read about Ezekiel's wheel in a wheel? Have you read the book of Revelation? Have you read some of those things? You'd think that's how the unsaved world would read that. But when you're saved now, you start getting the prophetic insights that God reveals through His Holy Spirit. And now you're able to make right decisions and do right things according to the Word of God, because the Bible is a spiritual book. And remember, we said your healing comes through the spirit realm. Your Bible in your hand or your lap or on your phone is a spiritual book. Who's the author of the Bible? The Holy Spirit. Right? We know that He says that in 2 Timothy 3:16.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her